Lesson 5. Literature. Page 76. Exercise 1. Read and listen to the story. Check the sentence that best describes what it is about.
The Living Cafe. "What's that?" asked Migdi. The two friends looked more closely at the trash on the ground. "It's a coffee cup," said Sammy. "And look, there's another over there." Migdi and Sammy were in their local park. It was a beautiful day, and the flowers were in bloom. But everywhere they looked, there were used cups, plastic straws, and old food containers. "Most of this trash comes from a nearby cafe," said Migdi. "Why don't we set up a cafe that makes almost no waste?"
"No waste? How is that possible?"
"Well, take this coffee cup. Next time the person who used it wants a coffee, they can bring their own cup to the cafe. In return, they pay less for their coffee."
"That's a good idea. And instead of plastic straws, our cafe can give paper straws that don't hurt the environment."
Sammy's eyes lit up. "There are ways to reuse waste, too. Think of all those coffee grounds. We can use them as compost to grow food.
Food that we serve in the cafe."
The two friends were excited. They talked about their ideas all the way home. Soon, Migdi and Sammy bought an old building near the park. They cleaned it and painted it bright colors with environmentally friendly paint. They put in recycled glass windows and used old pieces of wood to make tables and chairs. They also hung lots of plants from the ceiling. On the roof was a little garden for growing herbs, fruit, and vegetables. A few weeks later, the Living Cafe opened. It was quiet at first, but then people started to notice it. They liked the way they could help save the planet with their morning coffee. More people came for lunch and said the food tasted delicious and very fresh. They were excited to hear that some of the ingredients grew on the roof of the cafe. The Living Cafe quickly became the most popular cafe near the park. One day, Migdi and Sammy walked through the park again. This time, there weren't any used coffee cups on the ground. There were a few straws, but they were paper. Migdi picked one up and put it in the bin. "Every little act helps," he said, smiling.